Michelle, you know, with the regular football season coming up, what are some cities that you really like traveling to every year, or maybe some matchups that you're specifically excited about this season?
I really love traveling to Minnesota because it requires no airplane ride and no airport visit, and it's great. And we have the home opener here against Green Bay. That is going to be, that's one of our, we've got that one circled. We love that game for so many reasons. The stadium, we'll be able to show it off. You know, we have the Packers, who are one of the premier teams, particularly in the NFC and in the division. So we're looking forward to that. I also really like going to Dallas. I mean, you know what they say, everything's bigger in Texas. That place is like a cathedral, an ornate cathedral to football, and it's just, it's crazy. And the environment's great, and the weather's always perfect because we're indoors. And I do like going to Lambeau. I mean, Lambeau Field is you feel like you're in a mecca. The fans are tremendous. Seattle's great. It's a beautiful stadium, and they are loud in Seattle. So those are probably a handful of my – Denver as well.
All right, well, you know, I have to ask, the last time you were here with us last year, it was pretty cold outside. I know you were pretty bundled up. So how excited are you to move indoors this year with U.S. Bank Stadium?
I am so happy. I am so relieved. You know what? Every passing year, I get wimpier and wimpier about the weather. It's just the way it's going. And so I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled that it's going to be indoors. I remember for that playoff game when it was, whatever, six below zero at kickoff or whatever that was, my son saying, why can't they just open the indoor stadium for this one game? And I said, I wish they could. But it's a beautiful building. Everything I've seen, I can't wait to get inside of it because I haven't done that yet. But I'm really thrilled.
You know, I think Minnesotans really like to kind of claim you as our own. And with U.S. Bank Stadium, how do you see that just really benefiting from a community standpoint with the Twin Cities?
You know, I see a lot of things planned for the stadium, and it was built and designed with that in mind. Let other people use it. Let other events come there, you know, whether it's a high school tournament or whatever it's going to be. And that's great. And I think the Twin Cities should be really proud of all of its sports venues because they are all really second to none. When XL was built, I heard that from opposing hockey teams that came in. They said, this place is amazing. Target Field is just perfect baseball park. And this is going to be great. And it is a lot to take pride in. And I know some people are starting to rumble about, you know, Olympics sometime here in Minnesota. And certainly with the facilities, they may have what it takes. We'll see.
Well, speaking of Olympics, I know that you just got back from Rio. Probably quite the contrast between covering the Olympics and Sunday Night Football. What was that experience like for you?
It was, in a word, incredible. And it was because so much history was made at the pool. You had Michael Phelps in his fifth Olympics. You had him do things Olympians had never done before. He's the greatest Olympian of all time. And it's remarkable to be there to cover that. And then you had kind of a Cold War story with Lily King, our 100-meter breast swimmer, doing the old, you know, to the Russian. And it was the greatest storyline. It was phenomenal. And then, you know, you had other swimmers, Maya Dorado coming out and really surprising people with her four medals. And Simone Manuel becoming the first African-American swimmer to win an individual medal. And it ended up being a gold. She tied for the gold. And she was so emotional. It was history. And so at the end of it all, you walk away knowing you have seen one of the greatest USA swimming teams of all time. And that was a pleasure to cover.
Well, I know the Vikings are certainly hoping that we can make history this season, too. So thanks for joining us. And we look forward to seeing you in September.
Thank you. Me as well.